Did you know that your chance of being a victim of identity theft is 1 in 4? Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is being stolen. In 2007, 8.4 million of Americans were victimized by identity theft. Do what I did and protect your identity. Anyone can be a target, and once your social is out, it's staying out. LifeLock is the leader in identity theft protection. Use the service most cops use themselves. When you visit LifeLock.com and use promo code AMBER10, you will receive a 10% discount plus a 1 month free trial. That's LifeLock.com and use promo code AMBER10 at checkout.
It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May Show is here with topics you like out in the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
Thank you for tuning in today. I'm Amber May, and I love each Tuesday that we get to spend this time together. And I want to thank you for taking time out to listen to the program each and every week. I want to make a couple announcements, but before I do that, I want to let you know I have an exciting guest. It's Celebrate Recovery is joining us, and we have two special people who work in Celebrate Recovery, and it's Cruz Lerma and Judy, and they both work in the prison and jail system helping inmates and also in the Dream Center, who are former felons as well, or many of them are former felons. So we're going to speak to them about Celebrate Recovery, because a couple weeks ago we talked about breaking sexual addiction strongholds in our life, but there's obviously other strongholds too. And I did mention, you know, if you're looking to get help, you can join Celebrate Recovery. There's a number of churches out around the valley that definitely would love to help you if you're seeking help. But it's going to be kind of interesting to get a perspective behind bars. So I'm very excited to have them. But I want to make an announcement. I really need you guys to help me out. I don't know if I'm going to keep my full half hour or if I'm going to cut it in half. So if you guys are blessed by any of the programs that I've had on my program, please contact me. Become a monthly partner. Any donation is great. No donation is small. And you can reach me at P.O. Box 86474, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. That's P.O. Box 86474, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. You can also make a donation online at AmberMayShow.com. Well, enough with the housework, so to speak. I want to welcome my guests, Cruz Lerma and Judy, to the program. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Amber. It's good to be here with you.
Great. Some people might not know what Celebrate Recovery is, so kind of let's get an understanding, a background about what it is. I know it was started at Saddleback Church, and now it's just spread nationwide, and that's awesome. So can you give us a little insight on that?
Well, we went in blind, too. We started Celebrate Recovery with Kenny Munns. He's the one that opened it up at the at Estrella Jail.
Okay.
And so he invited us to do it with him, and we have been doing this for about 4 years. And I have come to know that we're really celebrating recovery. We're recovering our true identity in Jesus Christ, what we were meant to be.
What do you mean by that?
Well, we're recovering because what the life that we lived in sin, that's not our true identity in Christ.
What's our true identity?
A true identity is the real woman that God created from the beginning.
Amen.
But sin took us on a detour.
Right.
And to me, sin represents deception.
Absolutely.
We believed a lie and we went the wrong way. And we teach Celebrate Recovery saying that you're going to celebrate, you're recovering your true identity in Christ Jesus.
That's beautiful.
And you are not an alcoholic. That was a symptom of the issue of sin in your life. And it comes with the territory. Every human being, the Bible says that everyone has fallen short of God's glory. Everyone has sinned. And everybody needs to recover their life back in Christ Jesus. And just like the auto dealers, the makers of Toyota, they're saying that they have to recall on their new vehicles. Well, God has been recalling His children back to Him because we were all born with a defect, and we were born all under sin, and we need a heart transplant. And the only person that can give us a new heart is the real manufacturer, which is Jesus Christ.
That's beautiful.
That's recovery for me.
I agree. What about you, Judy? What's your perspective on it?
Well, I'm in agreement with Cruz, but what we do when we introduce it to the to the inmates, we tell them this is a Christian-based recovery program. So you're going to be hearing us talk about Jesus and change lives and how he changes your life, because he changed our life significantly, and that's why we're there.
You know, the beautiful thing about any recovery system is, from what I've gathered, they base their principles on the Bible, but a lot of them miss the biggest picture of Jesus transforming lives. Mm-hmm. And that's where Celebrate Recovery takes over and introduces them to Christ, because he's the only one that can transform us. And he tells us once we accept him, we're a new creation. The old has passed away, and hence all things become new. So that's really amazing. But you can't have that without getting to know Jesus. And those other steps, those other programs miss the biggest part of transforming. And they're helpful, don't get me wrong, because they base a lot of their stuff on godly principles. Mm-hmm. But to have that intimate relationship with God is, you just don't feel abandoned anymore. I think a lot of times people get involved in addictions of any kind is because they feel like a loss, a hole in their heart. They feel like there's no hope. And then people start filling these voids with other things to try and make them feel better. And it just perpetuates into a worse, and getting worse and worse and worse. And when we have a relationship with God, a close one, we know that it's not all on us anymore.
No.
Amen.
No,
it's
and
not.
I want to thank you guys for doing that. It takes a lot of guts and courage, I think, to even go into the prison system where these people are hardcore, you know, had a life that was scary to a lot of people to go into prison. You know, it's scary. And you're going in there and you're showing them that you don't have to do all that kind of stuff. There's a whole nother life. So share with us kind of what the steps of Celebrate Recovery are.
Well, there's 12 steps and 8 principles.
Okay.
The 12 steps are all biblically based. They're all based on scripture. It's talking about surrender to God. That's the first step. You got to surrender your life over. And that we come to recognize that our compulsiveness has brought us out of control. I didn't bring the steps and principles with me, and I don't
No, that's okay. I mean, as best you can remember them.
But each week is a lesson. Okay. We teach a lesson on hope. We teach a lesson on forgiveness. We teach a lesson on
denial,
the taking off the mask.
Powerlessness.
All those things we talk about, and they're all components of living a life that's totally out of control. And we do teach flat out one higher power, Jesus Christ. There is no other higher power.
Amen.
So if that's where you've been leaning, you need to give it up, because you're talking to the wrong higher power. He's only a high power, not the higher power.
Right.
And if you want to get better, you need the higher power in your life, the
Absolutely.
Highest power you can get.
Yeah. So tell us what you guys do when you're going into your meetings. How does that all start? What's the steps? Like, do you open with praise and worship? Or
we open with prayer.
Prayer.
Then we open with praise and worship. And we give out certificates and sobriety cards.
We, we teach 25 classes, and most of the inmates, they come and go continually. Mm-hmm. Every week we get new ones.
Wow.
And so we're constantly giving out certificates, and Kenny Munn started that, you know, giving certificates to acknowledge them,
right.
You know, and maybe for some of them, this is the first time that they've ever had any
recognition,
yes. You know, and some of them have come, there's a few of them that have completed the 6-month program. And they have been really excited. And when they do receive it, they still want to keep coming. So we allow them. Because we don't teach the class the same thing, like, you know, if it says denial, you're supposed to be, you know, surrender to God and admit that you have a problem. We always teach it different.
Okay.
Because we personally go through experiences too, just like them, and we apply it in our lesson, and then we minister it to them.
Oh, that's awesome. Mm-hmm.
So it's always fresh.
Because I would think that the other 12-step type programs seems like they're pretty rigid and probably stick to the same thing, mm-hmm. I would say, on a regular basis, where this gives a little bit more variety and you're opening up to more situations so that they have more tools in their toolbox to defeat the situations that are coming up. That's awesome.
Yes.
Now, how is it? Is it challenging since you're constantly getting new inmates all the time? Like, how does that work when you have your core that goes mm-hmm. consistently and then you get new people?
It works well because we have to look at it that if you're exposed even one class, that's a seed that's been planted.
Hey, that's a good way to look at
and
it.
And we're seed planters. That's what we are. We're seed planters. We plant the Word of God into them. We plant the love of God into them. We plant the mercy of God into them. We plant the grace of God into them. We are there to convince them they're lovable. God never will forsake them, will never give up on them, never give up on them. That's a huge issue. Because most people we deal with, everybody has given up on them, and they've given up on themselves. You spoke of it being frightening when you go in. You know, it took about one time of going in and no more fright, because you realize, there but for the grace of God go I. And this sister here in front of me is me.
That's true.
We're not that different. We may have had different experiences.
Mm-hmm.
We may have lived different lifestyles. We've had all different sin. But that's me.
Are you allowed to go into the men's unit?
I go.
Yes.
Is there a difference between the female and the male unit?
Oh, definitely.
Let's talk about that.
The dynamic is different.
You know, you said in the beginning that we must have a lot of courage to go in there. And it's the love of Christ that gives us the courage. We're motivated by love. And to me, when I was a little girl, I always wanted to be a police officer.
Oh, wow.
I always wanted to help. And I believe that, you know, if you committed a crime, I'm so for the law.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I believe if you've done a crime, you need to be disciplined for it.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be held responsible. And so I've always had that in my heart that, you know, all these inmates and all this, you know, they keep doing the same thing. And it's bombarded, you know. We're building more jails now and more prisons, you know, because the Bible says the people of God, everybody, lacks knowledge of God.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we do what we do. We fall into sin and deception because we lack knowledge. And I see the men and the women, they just lack knowledge. They were not raised up as brothers and sisters in God. And if they were, they did not know how to apply it to their personal life. So the men are they're very receptive, and they respect me. And I didn't think, you know, why would God send me? I was raised with five brothers and five sisters. And my brothers never respected me. And they never listened to me. So here I am, you know, says, why would I go? If I got five brothers, you know, Mexican macho men, they ain't going to listen to me. And this is what I'm teaching. And the class is full.
Wow.
Over 30 guys, Mexican, Latin, you know, males. And they're very respectful to me. And they're all attentive.
Wow.
And they sing their heart out to God. I play the music. There's so much power in music. When I play the Sumérgeme and the Power of Your Love in Spanish, I mean, they really press in. I don't even have to push them. I don't have to say, hey, get singing. No, they go in themselves and they lift up holy hands, and some of them cry. Some of them kneel down. God just does it. Because they're hungering and thirsting, and they're very receptive. And, you know, I believe that a person, this is my opinion because it happened to me, the guy that told me about Jesus, he got on my face and he told me, if you do not have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're going to go straight to hell. And I will always respect that man for telling me the truth. And I love people to always talk to me with the truth, because I need to be confronted. If they have a problem with it, I want you to tell me. And that's the way I go in there. And I get right on their face and I tell them, you know what? If you're struggling with any addiction, that means you need to recognize that you are weak and you need supernatural power, because you were created as a superhuman being, because you are an eternal being, and you are a spirit because you came from a spiritual seed, and we need to bring you back to our Maker.
How did you start in this ministry?
You mean the Celebrate Recovery or?
Both. Ministry. Celebrate and even wanting to be in the prison system or the jail system. How did that?
Well, it was through Kenny Munns.
It wasn't want. You
know, he kept asking us. We were going to a Bible study at this people's house, and Kenny was there. And we got to know Kenny, and we got to know each other. All three of us got to know each other.
Now, is Kenny a minister?
Yes. He's got his own, and he's a songwriter. Okay. He's a wonderful singer and wonderful talent. And he kept inviting us. I need help to, at the jails. I need people to come and help me with Celebrate Recovery. And he kept saying that to us for over a year. And I guess it was God's timing. And then when we got our badge and everything, We started going with him, and faithfully we helped him for about 3 years.
Him for about 2 years.
Yeah. 2 years. And we loved it. I did it because I knew it was the call of God for my life. It was not just to go and help Kenny, but it was go to serve the women, because I had been having dreams that God was saying that I was going to go into the darkness and bring the treasures out of darkness.
Wow.
And then I realized there's the darkness right there, and these are God's treasures. So you need to clean them up, bring them over, and present them before God. Pray over them, bless them, and all this. And so that was the call, you know. I used to hear about Celebrate Recovery, but it never clicked in my mind or anything. It just like, okay, well, that's all right. And even after I started going with Kenny, it's still like, it didn't dawn on me, Celebrate Recovery. It's just a few years ago it did. It's
wow.
Like, Celebrate, wow. You know, I'm very slow, but I'm worth waiting on. That's what, you know, that's what Pastor Barnett used to say a lot. So I like to use that a lot. And so I believe that was God calling me, because when I was a missionary for 5 years.
Oh, wow.
I went all over the world. God took me by myself.
By yourself?
Yes. And God would hook me up with ministries in those places. I don't know. It just, you know, the money God provided, you know, I would come home for 2 weeks, and then God said, well, you're going to Guatemala. Okay. And by the time that I had finished praying, you know, somebody would call or some miracle would happen where the funds that I needed to buy my ticket were there.
Wow.
So miracles began to happen. So I just said, okay, I'm ready, you know. And when God took me into the prison, I had gone to the jails before. But I never thought I would ever end up, you know, going back there. And so I just started doing this ministry, and God just opened the doors. And then God put Judy and I together, and we were great as a team. She sings and I preach, or sometimes she teaches and I just shut up. But, you know, but it works great. God is so good.
Yes,
he orchestrates everything.
You know what? When you're here, I see this awesome preacher in front of me, because we only got just a glimpse when she started talking about nailing ourselves to the cross. I'm like, wow, she is good. No wonder why the people in the prison system and the jail system are very attracted, because you bring in the truth, but it's not really you so much, but God's using you.
Yes.
Amen. And because you're willing, it draws people in. Mm-hmm. And how would you say your missionary life prepared you for what you're doing now?
I still don't understand it, but I know that when I became a missionary, God exposed me to so many different things. I ended up doing construction work. We were building this thing, and the first time that I went, it was to Costa Rica. We built like three-story apartment house. I ended up seeing myself. I was right at the top of the roof, and I was like, what am I doing? And then I looked around, foreign country. Wow, what an honor. And I went, but I was soaking it up. Every time I said, okay, Cruz, you're going over here. And I said, okay. It's like receiving the orders, you know, a soldier. Here's your orders, go. And all they do is says, all right, sir. You know, they just salute, and they go on their way without asking, without questioning, mm-hmm. without excuses, nothing. And that's the way I was. Every time that God says, you're going here, Now, when he said, you're going to Israel, I kept rebuking that because I'm not going to Israel. I don't know anybody, and they for sure don't have any Mexicans in Israel. So they will not listen to a Mexican. They got the Jews. They got everybody else. So I think it's the devil, so I would rebuke it. And God just kept confirming it. But I thought, wow, am I going to Israel? And one time I was praying in my room, and in my room I was staying at my mom's house that time, and I had these flags from the places that I had been, even though I hadn't been in Israel yet, but I don't remember where I got that flag from Israel, but it was in my wall. And I was praying with my eyes closed, and I said, God, thank you, and all this. And it was like the Lord took my hand, I had my eyes closed, and he put it right in the flag of Israel. When I opened my eyes, I was praying in the spirit, speaking in tongues. By the time I opened my eyes, I was weeping, and my hand was upon Israel. And I realized that God was sending me to Israel.
Wow.
And it was like, oh my gosh. And so it's been God that has just calling me. Mm-hmm. And when he called me to the jails, to the prison, I said, okay, just another mission field for me. I still consider myself a missionary because I believe that was God's been using me. And like I said, he exposed me to so many things. When I went to Israel, when I went to Guatemala, I ended up in the Mercy Ship too. I was a translator. I ended up doing helping people get glasses.
Wow.
I ended up doing doctor work, you know. It's like all these things, like what an opportunity. So God was just trying me out, and I never complained. I enjoyed it. Wow, I'm doing this. It was so exciting. So everything that God calls me to do is exciting. and I don't see any fear. I mean, I walked through the red districts to where the drug lords,
uh-huh,
everything. One time in Costa Rica, I got lost with a couple of friends.
Oh, no.
And I was the oldest one, and there were two teenagers with me.
Oh, no.
We got lost right in the drug-infested area, and I could see these guys watching us. But I never felt any fear because I had already experienced God. If he took me all these other places, he took me to the jungles, mm-hmm, where I never thought I would end up, mm-hmm, like Indiana Jones. I said, he's going to protect me from this.
Sounds like Psalms 23 really stood forward. Mm-hmm. His staff and his rod would comfort you, and
Amen.
He'll prepare a table in front of your enemies.
Yes. Amen. So when I went there, I knew no fear. You know, just like the young kids back in the 90s.
Right.
You know, they
no
had the
fear
sign.
T-shirts.
Yeah. No fear.
It was already in my spirit, and I just walked there. And people have always told me, you know, even guys, some guys told me, there's something, ooh, you know, what about Cruz? And some of the guys, ooh, no, not Cruz. They would get afraid of me. Now, why would you get afraid of me? I'm just a woman, you know? And it's, no, not Cruz. And I remember in Guatemala one time, I was riding the public bus, you know, those buses, they get filled up, overflowing. And I remember I was getting off, me and the other two friends, and there were two girls with me. And the guy, there's always the bus driver and then the helper that helps people get in the bus and get off the bus. So this guy, you know, is helping my two friends that went before me, and they're getting off the bus, and he extends their hands to them as you can get off. When he looked at me, he's looking at me like that, and he backed off like two steps. He's like, oh, no. And then the bus driver, what's the matter with you? She's a lady, too. Oh, no. I said, well, what's the matter with me? What do you see? Oh, no. And, you know, I believe it was the Spirit of God.
Must have been, yep.
Because I believe
His protection.
Yes.
Had your protection right on you. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so.
God's powerful.
It was God that prepared me for the prisons and forever, everywhere that he sends me. He prepares me.
How do you think the school system, being a teacher, prepared you for what you're doing now?
I taught special ed for 20 years.
Oh, wow.
And it was a ministry. It was a God, all yes. God, that put me through college. God put me in the classroom. And I loved every moment of it. So I transferred a lot of what I did just to adults, struggling with the same issues of many of my children.
Oh, wow.
Broken homes, damaged, you know, just heart damage. And so that prepared me. I had done music ministry for 20 years before I went into the jail. So that part of it was easy for me. And I can remember I was out touring and singing in these little churches up in Washington State, and I was up there for a whole week. And so when I got there, the pastor knew me, and she said, Judy, I've just been waiting for you to come because we have so much to do to get the church ready. And I've got these kids here working, and I need you to help me to keep them moving, and they don't know how to do anything. We got to get this church ready. So during the day, I helped in the yard. We laid carpet. We painted. At night, I sang. Every night, I had a concert.
That's great.
And so, nothing like being humbled, you know. Anyway, while I was there, there was this woman that had been released to this pastor's custody that had come out of prison. She was pretty hardcore. And we had to work together. And she was determined the whole team was going to do it her way when she didn't really know what to do. So I just said, fine, what do you want me to do? And I humbled myself to her. When I knew how to do it, I humbled myself to her. When I saw it taking a real bad turn, I'd say, hey, let's try it this way. And so when I was working with her, God said to me, I'm going to put you in the jail and prisons. I'm going to send you to the jail and prisons. It was like 10 years later. And I knew it, and people would invite me to go, and I'd say, no, it's not right now. I've got something else God's got me doing. It wasn't that I was hesitant. I was waiting on God's timing. So it was 10 or 12 years later when God brought me in. And when he brought me in, I knew it because I knew that that's where I was going to go. So it didn't bother me. You know, I just went.
You ladies are tremendous value to the kingdom of God, and your stories are beautiful and encouraging and inspirational. And thank you for what you do.
You're welcome.
The workers are few, but the harvest is plenty. It's big.
Yes.
And we need more Cruises and Judys in the field working it. And so if you want to get involved in Celebrate Recovery or working with, do you have volunteers that can help you in the jail system? Or?
Well, they have to pass a badge. You know, they have to be able to get a badge to come in.
Is there a way to contact you if they're interested in doing something like this?
Yes.
Okay.
They can either email us.
Okay.
To K like in King, RUXN@hotmail.com.
One more time.
KRUXN@hotmail.com.
Awesome.
And that's our email. And the phone number is 602-320-2340.
What was that again?
602-320-2340.
Well, thank you, ladies, so much for coming on. And if any of you guys are looking to get help for yourself or someone that you love, just like I said, search online for Celebrate Recovery. There's a number of churches here in the Valley that will be lovingly and willing to help you or your loved one. But for now, for me, all of us here at 1010 KXXT Radio, have an awesome afternoon.
The Amber May Show is a paid affiliate of LifeLock.com.